Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Daryl Holiday. Sometimes instant gratification is a good thing, especially when the subject's your low pH soil. You need your ag lime to go to work instantly. Pelletized lime from MK Minerals does just that. We grind it into a fine powder, then granulate it. So like an IV for your soil, Pell Lime from MK Minerals is that instant shot of what your winter wheat needs this fall. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at MK. MKMinerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th, 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com.
Well, expect hog futures to open higher today, lifted by follow-through buying and early week evidence of improving fundamentals. On the other hand, cattle contracts should begin with mixed price action this morning, thanks to follow-through selling and short covering. Now, cattle traders can set the cruise control on slow today. Par for the early week course as bids and asking prices are still remain poorly defined. We assume asking prices in the north and in our part of the country from 120 to 122 and 190 to 192 in the north. Live and feeder futures should open on a mixed basis, linked to a combination of residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Who's to say how long it will last, but it feels like the cash hog trade has at least momentarily crawled out of the quicksand and back on solid ground. Look for opening bids today to be steady to a dollar higher. Preliminary ideas point to a weekly slaughter of close to 2.3 million head. The lean futures are likely to open a bit higher this morning, supported by spillover buying and improving fundamentals. Soybean futures sped higher yesterday to show little concern for USDA's big crop number and put new crop November back above $10 for the first time in more than 2 weeks. Motivation for the rally appeared tied to a batch of daily export sales since August 1 and a monthly crush report that showed tight supplies of soybean oil. Now, the wheat markets finished mixed yesterday with winter wheat a lower and a spring wheat about a penny higher. USDA on Friday confirmed the world has ample supplies but did lower Europe's crop, which it said could help North American exports. USDA had totaled U.S. wheat at 2.32 billion bushels. The winter wheat at 1.657 billion, spring at 571 million, and durum at 91.7 million. And the corn futures closed at about a 2 week high yesterday, and for the first time since June, the December finished above the 20-day moving average. Fund buying, higher soybeans and higher equities plus the lower dollar helped traders put aside Friday's record 15.1 billion bushel crop forecast. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our livestock futures at the close, the October live cattle was down 55 yesterday at 113.97. December down up 7 cents at 115.12. September feeder cattle down 47 cents, 147.07. October down 37 cents at 143.87. October hogs up 250 at 62.50. And December was up 207 at 57.02. Hard red winter wheat at the close down 4.5 for September, 411.75. December down 4.5 at 437.75. Chicago wheat, September down 0.5 at 422. December down 1.75 at 483.25. September corn up 4.25 at 326.5. December up 4 cents at 337. September soybeans up 24.75 at 1023.75. November up 27.5 at 1009.25. And on our cotton futures, October down 24, 67.85. December's down 31, 68, 55. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.